Could you hear the crowd in the background?
Unbelievable. That was, it's goosebumps.
Yeah.
You know, I think we all like Tiger Woods. We've all respected what he's done for the game. And, you know, he's had a tough period over the last 4 or 5 years. But to see him back there today, to see the crowd, the way that they supported him. And when he was walking down that 18th, and they just filed in behind him. Oh, it's as good a scene as I've seen.
And still that thought, standing on that final tee, thinking that negative thought goes through his head. Oh. I could blaze this out of bounds. I can tell you we're a little bit jealous because Duncan McKenzie McCarg has been, well, greenside, fairway side, stalking those fairways with Tiger Woods. This was quite remarkable. Duncan joins us on the line from Atlanta. Hi, Duncan.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Laurie. I haven't seen anything like this before, guys. The crowds, the galleries, the noise. As you mentioned just before, all the crowd that was following Tiger down the 18th when, even though he made it into the bunker, he knew from that point onwards that he was going to become the 2018 Tour Championship winner. And he breaks that drought. What an incredible story. Certainly one of the greatest comebacks in US sports history, we thought.
Were people starting to get a little bit nervous, Duncan, there at the end when he started to drop his shots? What was the feeling like in the crowd?
Well, the funny thing is, Laurie, it was very un-Tiger-like, wasn't it? Usually when Tiger gets into a winning position, and we know this has happened, you know, years and years ago, it's been a long time since he's been leading down the back nine. But I think a few people were thinking this is quite uncharacteristic for Tiger. Usually has his foot on the throat and he goes straight forward and he ends up winning by 4, 5, 6 shots. A few people were nervous, but I tell you what, he had the whole crowd behind him here. I mean, I would say 90% of the crowd here at Augusta, at Atlanta, Georgia, were actually right behind Tiger. And the other players, they could hear the roars of the crowd. I was interviewing Jason Day and Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman a little bit earlier today, and they said just throughout the whole week, they could hear just roars from the other side of the golf course, and it was everyone supporting Tiger. They said it's great to have him back for golf because, really, he really is the face of golf.
Those guys will make more money with Tiger back and winning than if they were just sort of winning themselves because of the profile of golf goes through the roof. Just recapping the Aussies, if we can, Duncan. 18th position for Jason Day, 20th position for Cameron Smith, 21st position for Mark Leishman.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Terry, that these Australians have been pretty disappointed with their weeks. I know Leishman was very, very disappointed with his first round. I think he had a 3 over 73 and pretty much hit himself out of contention from that very first day. Cameron Smith, he showed glimpses of, you know, what's to come for Cam. And he's only a 25-year-old. He could pick up as much as $500,000 Australian just from these FedEx Cup playoffs.
Jeez.
And then Jason, as we've heard earlier through the week, you know, Jason's been very, very disappointed about his form the last couple of years, especially this year when he wasn't a factor in the majors, especially the Open Championship, where he thought he was a very good chance of contending there, and then again the PGA Championship in August. So, yeah, just keep an eye on the Australians. I think there's a fair bit of improvement to go, especially with Jason Day.
Duncan, are you of the opinion now that Tiger has broken through, that he may be able to go on and win another major?
Absolutely, Laurie. Yeah, I think one thing for certain is that Tiger Woods is definitely a confidence player. You can say that much, because once he gets going, he's very, very hard to stop. I mean, he was saying in his press conference earlier in the week, on Wednesday, that in February, he still didn't really have a golf swing. I mean, this is a guy who's undergone 4 back surgeries in the last 5 years. I mean, it's quite extraordinary what he's gone through, what his body's gone through. He's had an elbow strain. I remember he's actually ruptured his ACL back in 2007, so he had to rebuild himself from there as well. I mean, this is a guy who is completely obsessed with the game of golf, has been from a very, very young age, and he wasn't going to let this get to him. So it's just fantastic to see him back. I absolutely see him contending at the majors once again. And who knows, when it comes to Augusta in April, he'll probably go in as favourite.
Wow, going in as favourite. That'd be remarkable. I could only imagine how happy the broadcasters would be, given the final day. I think the numbers are going to be huge.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. We're just giving you some indication, guys. NBC had its highest ratings for a Tour Championship for the last 15 years yesterday. And that was just yesterday when Tiger was making his move. Then it basically got on everyone's radar here in the United States that Tiger was 3 shots ahead. And I know there was a poll that was going out on Twitter. What are you more excited about, watching NFL Sunday or watching Tiger Woods in the final round of the Tour Championship. It was about a 50-50 split, guys, and that's massive considering that, you know, NFL is without doubt the biggest sport in this country. So Tiger Woods, he's bringing everyone through the gates. He's bringing the TV numbers up again. And I tell you what, everyone is excited about his return.
Duncan, we thank you for your time. Jealous that you're actually there to witness this comeback, this breakthrough victory for Tiger Woods since 2013, his first. And we'll be chatting on a regular basis at all the big sporting events in the United States of America, Duncan. So good to have you on board.
Looking forward to it. And if I can get Tiger, I might actually tap him on the shoulder in about an hour's time, see if he can have a chat to me, and maybe I can sit out with you tomorrow.
Hey, all the best from TK and Loz, mate. Fantastic. There he goes.
All right, guys. Chat soon.